The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to another question and answer episode of your Wealth Class on Radio for this week, Stockwatch. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. Here's a quick summary of the transactions on the floor of Nigerian equity market yesterday. Nigerian stock market on Thursday dips further by 0.06% to close at 38,874.13 points from a previous low of 38,852.69 points. Investors gained 11 billion naira as market capitalization grew by 0.05% to close at 20.254 trillion naira from a previous close of 20.243 trillion naira. An aggregate of 125.8 million units of shares were traded in 2,990 deals, valued at 1.266 billion naira. The market breadth closed positive as 16 equities appreciated in their share prices against 12 equities that declined in their share prices. NACO led other gainers with 10% growth, closing at 3 naira 52 kobo from the previous close of 3 naira 2 kobo. Pharmadeco, Veritas Capital, and Cornerstone Insurance, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 9.55%, 9.52%, and 9.43%, respectively. Sovereign Trust Insurance led other price decliners as it shed 4.17% of its share price, closing at 23 kobo from the previous close of 24 kobo. UDPC and Ecobank, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 3.68% and 2.83%, respectively. I'll go on a short break now. Mr. Aaron Akebere is our guest on the program this morning. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Fairhaven's Christian Center presents Youth in Leadership and Exploits Conference 2021. Theme: Emerging a Leader and Financial Giant. Speakers include Vincent Arifalo, Olumide Adeleye, Adeoluwa Kinyemi, Adedeji Ajadi. Date: Friday 24th to Sunday 26th September 2021. Venue: Chapel of Importation, Fairhaven's Christian Center, 95 Ipaja Road, Sofunde Bus Stop, Okekoto, Agege, Lagos. Time: 6 p.m. on Friday, 11 a.m. on Saturday, 9 a.m. on Sunday. Come and learn how to emerge a financial giant in the new age. Powered by Fairhaven's Christian Center.
Welcome back. Like I said before we went on the break, Mr. Aruna Kebira, MD CEO, Global View Capital Limited, is with me on the question and answer segment this morning, and he will be doing justice to some of the questions we have. Hello, good morning, sir. It's good to have you on the program this morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
All right, so let's quickly get down to the questions we have and see how far we can go. This is the first question. It's from Damian. Please explain the purpose of UACN meeting that was done on 20th of September 2021.
Yeah, the meeting for UACN is actually a court ordered meeting. I think it's to address some of the issues concerning the scheme of arrangement. And the court ordered meeting is supposed to allow them to take resolutions on some of the proposals. Like one, what the first one said, that the scheme document, including the proposed scheme of arrangement between the company and the holders of the ordinary shares of the company, incorporating a reduction of share capital under Section 131 of CAMA. I think what they just want to do is that there will be an agreement between the company and the shareholder as imposed by the courts. I think it's actually, like I said, it's a court order meeting to address some of this. So the second one is that the scheme is affected by the transfer of the units held by the company in UPDC Real Estate Investment Trust to the eligible shareholders of the company as defined in the scheme document based on the application of the allocation ratio as specified in the scheme document. I think what is just sum up is that there is a scheme of arrangement and that actually has been circulated to the shareholders of UCN. The court ordered that there will be a meeting through Zoom September 21st. I think that's exactly what the meeting is all about.
All right, going to the second question, please. What is the driving force behind NESD shares on alternative securities? It has been closing on strong bid lately, with the price skyrocketing at over 9 naira from 3 naira 50 kobo early this year. Please I need insight on this.
The what whether it is trading a stock is trading on the NASD OTC or is trading on the main exchange, the reason behind the movement of a stock is that the market is appreciating it. The market is pricing it appropriately. Why will the market price a stock appropriately? One, that there is a reduction of quarterly returns. That is one, that there is a reduction of timely information to the market. Two, that the stock is fun to have fundamentals. Those are the things that drive the prices of stock anywhere, whether it's on NASDAQ OTC or whether it's on the floor of the Nigeria Stock Exchange. When the stock refuses to release quarterly results, when the stock refuses to release information, timely information to the market, and the stock don't have fundamentals, the market will price it appropriately by pricing it down. So if you see a stock moving from 350 to 99, and that means one, it to satisfy the post-listing requirement of timely reduction of information with a material to be priced. That is exactly what you are saying, and they have fundamental. So that is basically the insight that you're supposed to have there.
All right, sir. Moving on to third question. Please, what does it mean to create a non-trading certificate account at CSCS?
Yeah, you see, the age that we are, CSCS, SEC, registrar, I want to go ahead and make sure that one of the things that we used to see in the market, I will no longer exist. First of all, we saw that SEC is trying everything possible to reduce unclaimed dividend. What CSS is doing, you know, there was a time that CSS asked the registrar to move their register, a copy of the register to them, so that they actually understand most of those shares that are outside the that are in certificate, but are not yet dematerialized into CSS. So what CSS will go ahead and do when they discover that you have a share certificate, whether it's a two, whether it's a small, or your name is the register of a registrar. The register of a registrar as by company that you have this, a certificate that has not been dematerialized, they will go ahead and open this account for you. It's just to tell you that somewhere you have a share certificate that is yet not dematerialized. All you needed to do is to approach a stockbroking firm like us and do what they call global search. Global search will find out where that certificate is or where you have it that has not been dematerialized. Then you go ahead and dematerialize it and put it in CSCS account statement. They just want to tell you that somewhere you have an unclaimed asset. That is just the reason for the creation of that account.
All right, sir. Okay. Well, when is the closing of book date for dividend for JITCO and Access Bank?
I think Access has been marked down last week, Friday. That the markdown, that is why it's trading below 8 naira. The day of markdown, Access came to 9 naira, which is like, I think, our 17th of September, so which is last Friday. So this another Friday, the other Friday, past Friday, and JITCO is going to be September 27th. That is the qualification date, so which means that on the 28th there will be a markdown. On the 28th. So the qualification is actually September 27th for JITCO.
All right, sir. Zenith Bank just paid interim dividend, but they have not paid my previous dividend last year and the year before. What can I do to get the outstanding dividend of the last year and that of the year before?
If this person actually got a lot for the just declared 30 kobo from Zenith Bank, it means that he has gone through the in-mandate process. All he needs to do is to get back to the registrar and remind them that those ones that he has made mention of, he has not been credited with it. It's either he approached there through either their mails, or he goes there physically at that late by the time. One of the things I want us to understand is that some people will go and buy shares in Zenith Bank in different houses. And when they buy from different houses, they get different CH number. Even if it's the same name, as far as registrars are concerned, as far as they are having different CHS number, it's very difficult for you to know or to understand that those names belong to the same person. And we have seen a situation where if you type your name, even your name that you know so much, If you have three names, if you put them on the portal, you discover that 12 people with the same name but different arrangement will come. So you have to go and prove to Veritas that you are the owner of those shares, and they will pay you. And what the one they have just done for, that I just came is because they were able to match the in-mandate dividends to you as an investor. Chances are that you have CHN number on this one he's talking about. It's good there to go and prove that it's the same person. Then I don't think they will have any issue. They will have no problem that crediting his account or whatever that is due for.
All right, sir. I think it's about the last question we can take for today. Please, I have not received any dividend from ETI shares since 2016. What should I do?
You should visit EDC registrar. That is the registrar for ETI. You should go there and complain, and the chances are that they will give them a form to fill if actually they have declared dividend for that period. If once you can, you'll be able to demonstrate that it's actually a shareholder, and they will give him a form to fill. And if that one comes through, then they will credit his designated account with all the dividend that have been accrued.
All right, generally looking at the market, how would you see the market has fared so far in the last four trading days?
The market actually slowed down. The market slowed down. That is why even when assets have demand down, we saw assets coming down as low as 8 naira 50 cover. We saw then coming down under 23 naira, 22 naira 85 cover. But GT has actually been holding on. Most of other stocks are actually been holding on. Like there's no board law to change Nigeria Brief, but we saw Okomo Oil coming down from 110 to 104. Boa Cement, even when it shows 68 naira on the board, is put off at 51 naira 20 kobo. The market has actually been coming down, but I believe that by the time in a little while this month will be over, which is the last month for quarter three, and I believe that by the time we begin to see the quarter three in the market, and the market will be better than what we have seen in this week.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for your time on the program this morning. Please, your last word for our listeners. Your last word for our listeners and your number.
Thank you for having me. But what I would just say, my last word is what I would just say, that when you actually understand the market, you know that these are the dynamics of the market. That is why the graph of the market is never straight. It's zigzag. The more the price of stocks are greater, it creates good entry opportunity. Buying assets at 8 naira 90 cover, I think is fantastic. Buying Zenith lower than 23 naira, I think is beautiful. And what I would just say that people should begin to take position, because by the time they begin to see for the three results in the market, it will be a different story. My number is 0802-300-9379.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Aruna, again for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
For further inquiry, call or send an SMS to 0703-134-1703. Until next week, when I shall be coming your way again by the special grace of God, Ruth Ibikunle, signing out for the week.